81% of the Little Rock blacks and 70% of the blacks outside of Little Rock said their religious life was very, very important. This compares to only 52% of whites in Little Rock and 68% of whites outside of Little Rock. And then Hispanics were a little bit in the middle in terms of 55%. So that was interesting, being in the Bible Belt and religion seeming to be such a part of the overall culture that one particular ethnicity or geo-racial group tended to rank that significantly higher than the two others.
What were some of the other questions you asked about family life?
Well, we asked also for some views about whether the idea of having children and also being married is important or favored or preferred, and some, I think, also interesting responses there that varied across the racial groups. But by and large, you know, we found that 89% of Hispanics, 80% of blacks, and 84% of outside Little Rock believes that having a successful career is very, very important to them, whereas Little Rock whites at 59% and those outside of whites outside of Little Rock at 64% indicated that that was very, very important. So it would suggest that issues relative to having other things in their life, regardless of what those might be, if it's having children, being married, having a not necessarily a religious life, but other things beyond their career may be more important to them.
So what is the importance of understanding racial attitudes about family and community and religion?
Well, I think from a policy perspective, it helps us to get a better grasp on how we provide culturally sensitive services and how we also develop policies that are accommodating to an ever-changing American family. The fact that, you know, there are some 2.5 million grandparents raising their grandchildren in the United States is a significant phenomena that hasn't always been with us. The number of people who are classifying themselves as biracial or multiracial by virtue of the fact that they are of mixed parentage is something that, no, not new, but historically, even when a person, or particularly a child or a young person, was or is biracial, they may identify with one particular race of their parent or choose to call themselves one race. That's not so much the case anymore. We know going back 50 years and even right here in Arkansas, you know, the idea of people marrying outside of their race, so to speak, which is a obsolete term, but the idea of interracial marriage was outlawed in many states. It was illegal to do so. We have an increase in the number of people marrying people other than within their race. And as we become more multicultural as a nation, we'll find that to be the case. And so these are the types of things that are important to be not only aware of, but to make certain that policies, practices, services are being contemporized to the new realities of what the changing family dynamics are and what families look like.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sarah. I appreciate it.